That is so great, and we'll hold up. How about holding up that document? All right.
U.S. President Donald J. Trump oversaw the signing of a document ending years of armed conflict. Armenia and Azerbaijan fought for nearly four decades for control of the Karabakh region, known internationally as Nagorno-Karabakh. Christian Armenians mainly populated the area, but it is located within Azerbaijan. The two nations battled for control of the area through multiple violent clashes that left tens of thousands of people dead. Azerbaijan reclaimed all of the territory in 2023 in a battle that forced more than 100,000 Armenians, who comprised about 99% of the population there, to flee. Hundreds of civilians died during an explosion at a fuel distribution center, and scores of civilians were killed in the fight and en route while fleeing to Armenia. It is unclear how many will eventually be able to return and rebuild their lives. Late Pope Francis constantly advocated for a peaceful solution to the conflict. President Trump brought the sides together while speaking of a new beginning.
It's a long time, 35 years. They fought, and now they're friends, and they're going to be friends for a long time. The country of Armenia and Azerbaijan are committing to stop all fighting forever, open up commerce, travel, and diplomatic relations, and respect each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
The two nations in the South Caucasus signed agreements with each other and the U.S. that will reopen key transportation routes while allowing the U.S. to seize on Russia's declining influence in the region. The deal includes an agreement to create a central transit corridor named the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev said he agrees with Armenia to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize.
So we lost a lot of years just being preoccupied with wars and occupation and bloodshed. So who, if not President Trump, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize? I don't want to go into the history of some very strange decisions of the Nobel Peace Committee to award the prize for someone who didn't do anything at all. But President Trump, in 6 months, did miracle.
Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan spoke of a historic moment in the relationship between the two countries.
Today we have reached a significant milestone in Armenia-Azerbaijani relations. We're laying a foundation to write a better story than the one we had in the past. This is a success for our countries and for our region, and a success for the world, because a more peaceful region means a safer world. This is peace through strength in a neutral. Mr. President, today's great achievement is yet another testimony to your global leadership and your legacy as a statesman and a peacemaker on the world stage.
Negotiations will now begin over who will develop the Trump route, including a rail line, oil and natural gas pipelines, and fiber optic lines. Officials say at least 9 developers have already expressed interest in turning a blood-stained region into an area of prosperity and peace. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.